The debate rages anew over accusations that Woody Allen sexually abused his daughter more than 2 decades ago when she was 7. The comedian and filmmaker was never charged. His adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow, recently revived her allegations, as have her famous mother and brother. NPR's David Folkenflik reports on this very personal battle that's now being fought in the press and on social media.
Think back a couple weeks to the broadcast of the Golden Globes. The actor Emma Stone helped pay tribute to Woody Allen's career.
A genius who takes chances and never compromises his vision.
That was enough for Mia Farrow, Allen's former movie co-star and romantic partner for a dozen years, ending in the early 1990s. As the tribute came on, Farrow tweeted, "Time to get some ice cream." Their son Ronan Farrow tweeted, "Did they put the part where a woman publicly confirmed he molested her at age 7 before or after Annie Hall?" Twitter erupted, with people taking sides, much as they did years ago when the Farrow-Allen relationship imploded. Mia Farrow had found provocative pictures Allen had taken of her adopted teenage daughter, Sunyi Previn. Previn was past the age of consent at the time the pictures were taken, and she was not Allen's daughter. Despite an outcry, Allen and Previn later married. Robert Wide made a PBS documentary about Allen's career, and he remains friendly with the director.
We can always have the discussion as though it were our business, whether Woody had any right to get involved in Sunyi, and I understand that people are creeped out by it, because of the age difference and because she was the daughter of Woody's girlfriend. But that's not a criminal offense.
Writing in the Daily Beast, Whitey emphasized a finding from experts at Yale New Haven Hospital who concluded Dylan probably hadn't been abused and noted a Connecticut prosecutor had been rebuked for saying there was proof of abuse, even as he decided not to prosecute Allen. Dylan Farrow, now 28 and using a different name, first revived her allegations last fall in a Vanity Fair profile of her mother. But Mia Farrow's claim that Ronan might well actually be the son of her first husband, Frank Sinatra, drowned out those claims. Dylan wrote a harrowing statement detailing her accusations. The Los Angeles Times passed on publishing it, but New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof posted it in full last weekend and excerpted it heavily in his column.
He turned his column over and gave her his authority.
Kelly McBride is a media ethics scholar at the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg, Florida.
And the reality is if this had been a memoir written by someone who was claiming to have been abused by an unknown person, somebody whose name we didn't recognize, we would have no objections to that at all.
McBride has written extensively about the coverage of sexual abuse.
Because Woody Allen has a reputation out there, we somehow feel like his right to protect his reputation trumps her right to tell her story. And I don't think it does.
Kristof acknowledges he became a friend of Mia Farrow and Ronan Farrow, now an MSNBC host, through their human rights activism. Yet some critics, including the New York Times public editor Margaret Sullivan, questioned whether such a one-sided account was fair. Slate senior editor Jessica Winter wrote critically about Whitey's Daily Beast article. She contends that past journalistic norms of fairness often protect people accused of sexual abuse and says the victims should come first.
Not to bring everything back to social media, but I saw a lot of people on Facebook and Twitter sharing the Daily Beast piece as a kind of rebuttal to Dylan Farrow's open letter. And I found it very strange that people thought that those two voices should be equal.
Even inside newsrooms, the question has sparked debate. Winter Slate colleague Dahlia Lithwick argues the revived allegations against Allen have prompted disputation, not journalism. Lithwick decries what she called litigation by hashtag. She advocates a balance of presumption of innocence with respectful treatment of those who say they have been abused.
We just have to, even though it hurts, go into a situation where we say, you know, a little humility, we don't know everything. And until we know everything, let's hold both ideas in our heads, even though they pinch a little bit.
Late this evening, the Times posted Allen's response, a renewed denunciation of Mia Farrow, who he said had coached their daughter to lie because of her sense of betrayal over his involvement with Sunyi Previn. Allen says the piece will be, at least for him, the final word on the matter. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.